Hello and welcome to the Dad Up Radio Show. This is a father-friendly, father-focused space to empower fathers and father figures to strengthen the connection between their children and themselves. I am your host, Seamus Gordon. Let's dad up. All right, well, happy Thursday, everyone. If it is Thursday, it is
Emotional
Wellness Day. It is so great to be back with you guys today. It's not always that we have like a full house, but here we are today. We have Bill. Bill is in the house. Welcome, my brother.
Thank you. Always just jacked to be here.
hey, thank you for being here. That man, he's here like every day. Charles, appreciate you, man. Welcome.
Always great to be here, man. It's great.
All right. We have, this is unusual because normally we don't have Mike in the house on Emotional Day, but today he's in the house, and I want to say to those of you who are listening, we have his little son, he's a high schooler, in the studio with us. Mike, I appreciate you being here, man. Thank you so much.
I appreciate you letting me get emotional today.
So let's explain a little bit. Welcome to this Dad Up radio show. Each day of the week, we concentrate on one of the letters of SPIES. The reason we have this Dad Up program is to empower our fathers and our fathers' figures to be better SPIES. And we use an acronym SPIES because on Mondays, we talk about our spirituality, the spiritual development of dads and father figures. On Tuesdays, we focus on the physical. On Wednesdays, we talk about the I, which is the intellectual / mental health. And on Thursdays, we talk about the emotional well-being of dads. Fridays, we talk about the social well-being of dads. Today is unique because we have I don't even know how to put it, but I am excited and nervous all at the same time because this is the first time we're going to be having a calling in. We have a dad in Chicago who will be calling in, and he will be speaking with and to his son who is in the studio today. Oh, man. So Mike is one of our dads on this program, and I have known him for quite some time. He is an amazing dad. However, if you listen to him any time at all in the past when we have spoken, he will tell you that he did not grow up with his dad. And he actually took the initiative to find his own dad. Could you speak to us about that, Mike?
My wife and I in 2020 decided that we wanted to try Ancestry.com, right? I have a whole missing half of my family tree that I know nothing about. For our kids, we wanted to find out what's out there. You know, maybe we find my dad, maybe not, but at least we tried.
And may I ask, how old were you then? How many years did you not see him or have him in your life?
I was 40.
40, okay. And so what happened next?
A couple aunts and cousins popped up on the family tree, and my wife is like a detective. And she just started diving in and reaching out, and I got a call, and it was my dad.
What was that like?
I've never been more nervous in my life, honestly. I mean, I have two kids, and there's a lot of stuff that went on, you know, to complications of birth and things like that. And I don't know, it was just something different.
Well, we have your dad on the line. He is in Chicago at the moment, and we're going to have him on right now. This could be an emotional day. But let me tell you, listening audience, that's part of what makes this program genuine. We don't fake it. We faith it. We are building the plane as we fly. And we are asking for your support. We ask for your prayers. We ask for your hours. We ask for your dollars. But in particular, definitely, we're asking for your prayers today. We're going to bring in Mike's dad at this time. Let's see if he's still on. Dad Joe, are you still on the line, sir? Good morning.
Good morning.
Listen, I am so grateful for your willingness to come on the show. This program here is for fathers and it's for father figures. And what we try to do on a daily basis is to encourage our fathers to let them know, no matter how badly they may have started, there is always hope for getting back and, as we say, dad up. We have in the studio today four people. As a matter of fact, five. We have your grandson. He might not say anything, but he's here. But in addition to that, we have your son, Mike. And I want to thank you so much for being part of this conversation. So, what's the temperature, by the way, up there in Chicago? We're in Florida, and what is it like up there?
It's 88 and very humid.
Well, 88 is still better than what we have in Florida here. So, guys, could you quickly just say hi to Joe? This is Mike's dad.
Yeah, Joe, again, this is Bill. It's a pleasure to have you on. And I just want you to know that this is the bravery and just I honor you for doing this. And there's you're going to be speaking to so many fathers that may be in your shoes, maybe struggling in the same situation. And, you know, as we've come to realize that once you shine the light into something, that's when God does his work. And we appreciate both you and your son doing this. It's when we got the call that this was the episode, there was no way I was going to miss this one.
Yeah, appreciate that.
All right, Joe, this is Charles. And again, we thank you because one of the things we talk about is establishing a father-child connection. Mm. And this is great. It doesn't matter when it's established. When it's established, it's great. So we appreciate it.
As a matter of fact, our mission is to empower fathers to establish or reestablish, as is the case with you and Mike, reestablish or maintain the strengthen the connection between fathers and their children. So, Mike, say hello to Dad.
Hey, Pop.
Hey Mike, how's it going, bro?
It's going all right, man. I don't think I've been this nervous to be on the radio before. So this is fun.
Yeah, you and me both.
So let me just reiterate to you, Joe, as well as to our listening audience. This program is not Jerry Springer on steroids or on the air. This is it is not about creating some drama. It is to empower men to just face some of the hardest challenges that we sometimes have to deal with and learn from it and move on. What we say around here, Joe, is that a wise man learns from his mistakes, but a wiser man learns from the mistakes of others. So we're going to ask you a few questions, my colleagues here, and I will talk to you and to Mike. And we just want to have an open, honest conversation with you. So, question for you. What happened? There was a big gap between when Mike, your son, was born and when you actually reconnected with him. Now, I know, because he tells me you guys communicate daily. You send him encouraging scriptures and motivational things on his phone and gets him going each day. But before we talk about where we are at now, what happened? What created that break from day one until 40 years later?
You mean like what happened? Why I wasn't in his life all
the time? That's right. Yes, the absence. Yes.
Okay, well, I'm not going to blame anybody, but just myself. But my drinking and drugging was more important than anything or anybody. and that's a sad way to live, but until you come out of the fog and realize all the stuff that you're missing, you know, it's hard to put the pieces of the puzzle back together. But it's, in the end, it's very rewarding. I just didn't have time for anything or anybody.
Joe, let me ask you, what was the relationship like between yourself and your dad?
I didn't have a relationship. My father died when he was 36 years old from drugs and alcohol. He was in the service, and when he came out, he was totally different.
So at what age did you connect, or what age can you, how far back can you go back when you remember having a relationship with him, whatever type that was?
I don't ever remember having a relationship with my dad. My mom picked us all up when we were all very young, and she left my dad, and when my dad came out of the service, he was looking for me because I was the only boy. So then when I seen my father, I was 9 years old, and he was in a coffin.
He was in a coffin.
My mother only took me out of respect for the family.
So growing up, and by the way, let me just underscore something you said. You're not blaming anybody. Very often we have dads who say, well, I didn't have a dad, I didn't know what to do. And that might be true, but for some people, it's just an excuse. You have clearly said no excuses here. So you didn't have him, your biological father. Was there any other father figure, positive male figure in your life as you grew up?
My father-in-law.
But by then you were another child.
No, I was a teenager, but I was married already.
Okay.
I was 19.
So let's fast forward a little bit. How did you actually think back of that day when you called, or Mike called you? How did it end up that you connected or reconnected? Tell us your end, and let's see. From Mike, we'll talk about it, about how he made some connections or digging. Was it
ancestry?
Yes. From your end, what was happening, and how did things happen in your end?
Okay, I got a call from my cousin, who, her and I are very close. She lives in Texas, and she asked me about a woman, Pauline, which is a cousin, lives in Indiana, and I didn't know her, so she gave me her number, and it was sitting on my desk for I don't know how long, and one day I picked it up, and I talked to Pauline, and we started talking, and we were on the phone for at least a couple hours, and then she asked me if I knew Michael and Anna Strahan, and I says, no, I don't, and she says, well, Mike thinks you're his dad, and I said, really? So I said, I'll tell you what, why don't you give me his number, and when you and I get off the phone, I'll call him up. And, go ahead.
Why didn't it click when you heard his name? Why didn't it click that this could have been your son? Was it because the last name was different, or the first name?
Yeah, the last name threw me.
Okay.
But Michael, I've always known his name was Michael, and So after we got off the phone with my cousin Pauline, I called Mike. And
all right, hold on. So hold on from your end. So Mike, assume now, well, it's hard to assume, but so Dad Joe was calling you. You saw this number on your phone that day, that evening. Did you recognize that number?
Oh, no, not at all. It was just the area code. I recognized the area code, so that was the only familiarity with it.
And when you saw that call then, do you remember where you were?
Oh, yeah, I had just pulled into the Publix parking lot.
Where shopping is a pleasure.
Yeah.
So you answered?
Yeah.
were you expecting with the this familiar Chicago area code, because that's where you were born and grew up, right?
Yeah.
What were you thinking when you saw the number? You knew, you recognized the area code, but not the number. What was going through your mind?
Oh, I thought it was a spam call, honestly. But, mm-hmm. you know, normally I'll just reject it. But something told me not to reject it.
Tell us what happened that day, if you don't mind.
Well, I answered the call, and I heard a voice, a man's voice, and he said, I think I'm your father. And then it just kind of like my heart started beating really fast, and I just sat in the car, and I kind of sat there and just, like 40 years of questions started like trying to jump through my head, and I was like, I have no idea what to say to you right now. And then he's like, he said, just take your time. We got time.
Wow.
Joe, this is Bill. I mean, this is just, again, just wonderful to go through this. It's painful, but there's so many men. There's men close to me who are in the same exact situation of what we call estrangement. And to see something like this come together gives men hope, and we appreciate that. I've got a couple of questions. I mean, obviously, you know, Mike went through life knowing that he had a father somewhere. Did you go through this period of time knowing that you had a son somewhere?
Oh, yeah. I prayed for him all the time. You know, even my own kids that I didn't see for a while either.
Right. So during this time of estrangement, you knew there was a son out there somewhere that you prayed for?
Oh, yeah.
Excellent. Okay. If you could, just for me, what was that time like? What was that time like of, I mean, now you could look at the time now that you're together, but what was that time like, and just a snapshot of what it was like when you knew that you had a son out there? And what were some of those thoughts that you had with yourself and maybe in your devotion, or if you have a spiritual life, could you share just a bit of that with us?
Yeah, I've always wanted to see my boys, and because I have three sons and a daughter, and when I used to just think about them, like Christmas, their birthdays, I didn't know Mike's birthday, but I just hoped that everybody was doing well. It was hard for me because the holidays I spent by myself. I got to tell you this, that my daughter didn't talk to me for 20 years. So, and it was because of my drinking and stuff.
Right.
So I understood all that, and I just accepted it. What the easiest thing for me to do is like, when my daughter says, don't call me no more, I have no problem with that. I won't pick up the phone. That was her choice. And, you know, so I had actually I had friends that I could talk to, but I had, my family wasn't talking to me.
Right. Joe, let me ask you something here. And again, never ever trying to put you in a difficult situation, but I most of my work is with dads. And sometimes when a dad hears from a child or a family member, don't call me again, they almost see it as an escape, a free ticket from their responsibility because, okay, they said, don't call me again. Were you secretly longing that she would change her mind and reconnect? It's not that you were saying, oh, well, glad I tried. What were the thoughts in your mind?
Thoughts in my mind was, I was hoping that they would come back into my life and we could straighten everything out that was, and it, you know, my daughter and I had arguments periodically, but this wasn't a real bad argument, but it was the last argument that we had.
Okay.
So, but I, you know, I just told her the last time that I loved her and I wish her well, and that was it.
Before we go to Mike, Charles,
well, I have a history of working in jails and prisons. Was that any a time a part of your life, going to jail or prison?
I'm sorry, could you repeat that?
I have a history. This is Charles. I have a history. I've worked in jails and prisons. Was that any time a part of your life, being incarcerated?
No. I mean, I've been in and out of jail, but never long term.
Well, that's great, because a lot of times when I was in the prisons, when the dads were disconnected from their children, they were really bitter. So I really commend you for not being bitter. And was there a time where you were thinking, I wonder where he is. I want to try to find him. Was there ever a time that you thought that?
Not so much to look for him, any of my children, but I used to think about him all the time, you know, and hope everything would eventually work out. But in recovery, they tell you things are going to happen in God's time, not in my time.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. He's going to put that in front of you, and you're going to be able to handle it no matter what, how much pain you go through right now. Everything is good. If God didn't feel that you could handle it, he wouldn't give you this pain.
Yeah. All right.
Mike, you're sitting here and we're talking about you. Yeah. Now we're going to talk to you. So let's go back to that Publix parking lot before we talk about the years that you have had with Dad since then. As a matter of fact, the last Father's Day, just June gone here, that was your first Father's Day with Dad.
Yeah.
In person.
Yeah.
You traveled up to Chicago.
Yeah, we went up to Chicago. So, and the last year was the first time I spent my birthday with him last year. So it's been a series of milestones. Conquering achievements and living out the things that I've longed for my entire life.
Is there any question that you have yet to ask, or is there any question that has been asked but has not yet been answered that you want to repeat for that?
You know, when I first talked to him in that January of 2021, he came down in August, and what I wanted out of this relationship was not only for myself to build a relationship, but for my kids to have a grandfather.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't want to carry that baggage, so he came in. And we just wanted to, almost like we picked up where we left off, but where do we really leave off from? You know, we just wanted everybody to get to know each other and hang out. And on the day before he left, that's when I had the conversation outside. And the thing that stuck out to me the most is that I told him that I want you to know that I don't have any hate in my heart for you. There's just an empty space. And I want to give the opportunity for you to fill that.
Very often, things appear to be less painful when you know the why behind it. You're in traffic and you're saying, why aren't they moving? And then you notice that before you, a child is in the road, and you realize, oh, well, yeah, that's the reason. And your perspective changes because you understand a little bit of the why. God doesn't always give us the why, so we have to trust him. So did you want to know why and what happened?
Yeah, I did. Obviously, I really did. I really, truly did. Why wasn't I a part of your life, and why weren't you a part of mine?
Okay. So we're going to have to, Joe, if you don't mind, we're going to have to come back to that question because we are almost out of time on this. So we're going to disconnect with you, and we'll catch up with you another time, Joe. Thank you so much. We are going to have a part two, so you stay tuned, brother. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
So, oh, wow.
Here we are.
Listen, It is Thursday. It is emotional development.
Yes, it is.
Emotional Wellness Day. First of all, man, thank you. And thanks to you and your dad. May I use the next few minutes that we have to say to any father and father figures out there that we hope Joe's bravery and Mike's willingness to share this story helps you to make that step. There's that vacuum in every young man's, every young lady's life when dad isn't there. And you decided to flip the script. I mean, you are an amazing dad to your two children.
Thank you.
Yeah. All right. Charles?
Well, my take on this is it's so great that you don't have to live, and Joe doesn't have to live with, what if?
Right.
What if I didn't make that connection?
Mm-hmm.
So this is just wonderful.
If you would like to be part of this movement, we call it a movement, we would ask you, listening audience, to be part of the Dad Up 1000 movement. We have a challenge out. We're trying to get 1,000 fathers and father figures to sign up between now and the end of the month to be, one, offering your prayers, two, offering your hours by volunteering at least 1 hour per week, and three, offering your dollars by donating your money to this cause. We need to pay for airtime and other wonderful stuff. So we're asking you to call 772. That's not 772. That's the radio station. That's 561-229-2379. 561-229-2379. Or email us at dadup@thefatherchildconnection.org. I want to thank the Northern Ireland Pest Control and Lawn Care Company for sponsoring this morning's program. They can be reached at 561-823-2173. What are your final thoughts, Bill?
Yeah, I still have so many. Like I said, there's going to be so much more. But the final thoughts that I have is, as you said, you know, it's good to know the why. That's powerful, but sometimes God doesn't let us know the why.
And we have to trust him.
And we have to trust him. And where that helps is knowing that he's working on elements. When I hear Mike and Joe's story, or Joe and Mike's story, that he was working on elements behind the scenes to set this up. And, you know, that's how that works. So quickly, you know, in Isaiah 61:3, you know, he promises that he will give us a beauty for ashes. And we really do see that in this story. So good on you both. Many years of happiness.
So we will continue this discussion. We're going to be getting Joe back on the line. He is in Chicago. We are in sunny Florida. But we would like you to be part of this movement. We wish to speak to more fathers and father figures. We call them Conversations with Dad. Thank you so very much for joining us today, and we look forward to speaking to you again soon. Dad up! Thanks for joining us today on the Dad Up Radio Show. We would like to hear your feedback, comments, or suggestions. Also, if you would like to support us with your prayers, hours, and dollars, you can reach us at 561-229-2379. You can call or text us at 561-229-2379 or email us at dadup@thefatherchildconnection.org. That's dadup@thefatherchildconnection.org.